All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shechlech from the Intlakem territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkana, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show for you guys on this April 17th, 2025 on Free Voices. Our subject is going to be on magnetism. And we have our usual co-hosts coming in, hopefully. We'll have our high-diving champion, Wegedesk. And we have some special ones, too, I forgot to mention.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we have my brother, Slukluk Bachen, from down L.A., and also this my niece, Sensei Lily, also known as Coquilco in our native language. And also my brother Skoit Shechlech. And in the house with us, we have our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, thank you for coming. It's awesome.
Gorgeous day.
Yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful day out there. And we welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Sweden, from Switzerland, from Norway, from Spain, from Egypt, from Africa, from Russia, from Ukraine, from Japan, from China, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice, and just making this world a better, beautiful place. And we're gonna start off our program with some energetic music, and this music is from Cyclona, and their song is called 10,000 Volts.
Plug in, people.
So it's going to wake a lot of people up. Enjoy, everybody. Cyclona, 10,000 volts. Here it comes. Oops, sorry about that.
Come here.
You need we need a nap after that.
Oh man. Yeah, that was a space trip, man. That was Cyclona. That was their song called 10,000 Volts, and that's from their album called Venus Sky Trip. Man, that was a
trip, man.
Well, we have our brother Wegedesk on the line with us. He's a high diving champion of the world, and would like to ask him, please and thank you, to bring us through some deep breaths. And how are you doing, by the way?
I'm doing awesome, Chief. I'm super grateful to be here with you guys. Thanks, everybody, tuning in. Thanks to y'all in the studio. It's an honor to be here, and let's get ready for these deep breaths by relaxing our body so that we can focus on the ease and grace that is absolutely radiating everywhere on planet Earth right now. And let's relax our shoulders, our jaw, our legs, our bones, every cell in your body. Send that message to it that it is appreciated and loved. And let's do a good inhale through the nose and exhale with everything, just letting it go. Let's do it in 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Nice. And a big sigh on the way out. Let's do 2 more of those. One more. Wow, super good.
Wow, man. Always so awesome to get that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, get us all fired up and ready for an awesome subject, which our subject today is on magnetism. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, that's a good one. We're getting into the quantum world now with magnetism. And I like to believe and I understand that whatever we are feeling in the present moment is going to attract more of the same experiences that are going to make us feel the same way. And so that's why it's so important for us to exercise our deep breaths when we notice we're starting to get anxious, or we're feeling desperate, or we're feeling down, is to really recognize, okay, I'm feeling down, not because I'm supposed to be, but because my body is giving me a sign that I need to turn my emotion back around into a positive state. And by doing that, we're going to negate and stay away from other experiences that are going to make us feel down and out like that. So that's why these deep breaths are great for cleansing the palate, for bringing that beautiful air energy inside of us. And, you know, just by doing those deep breaths, when you notice you're starting to feel those negative emotions, that can really help avert even bigger disasters, because it's pretty obvious when you're in a negative mind state, you're looking at everything and it's all negative. So why don't we turn that around and start focusing on the beauty in life, the health in life? You know, there's always two sides to every coin. Mm-hmm. And so I really want to encourage the listeners to grab the reins. You know, be the person that's in control of your emotions and directing your emotions into a good direction. That way you will attract other good experiences and keep those good vibes going. So I'm really glad that you brought up magnetism today, because a lot of people have heard the saying, opposites attract. Mm-hmm. And they show, you know, the two magnets and the positive links up with the negative, but actually what those magnets are doing is aligning in the same flow of ions. And so, you know, it's not that opposites attract, it's actually that like attracts like. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's what I got to say about magnetism, Chief. How about you? What are you thinking about it?
Well, I was explaining, well, not explaining, but discussing it over and over a few times with some of the people that I get to speak with and talk with, and that came up, magnetism. And it just resonated in me because I was talking about my ego feather, which I always tell people, you know, this is my compass. And the way compasses work is through magnetism. Mm. And it's such a special energy and power. You know, we can't see it, but we know it's there. And it's real. And it has both positive and negative. And so one pulls and one pushes. And it's just brought up to me in my my relationship with Counselor Fari. You know, I tell people that we were complete opposites. She was totally positive and I was totally negative. And something that we were able to work together for 25 years, and we were able to make this program. And this is the legacy of Counselor Fari. And I'm just running the show on her behalf. And it's just special because, you know, she brought us all together. And it's something that I really I'm happy for, and it gives me the power to just continue on, go and grow, and share with as much people as we can all the positive energy that we can do on this planet. And it's just a special time that we're able to be in this world and reflect and be a positive energy. And I really enjoy bringing you on, getting your perspective on all the subjects that we have. And it's always so beautiful and wonderful that we're able to get you on and help us through our deep breaths and remind us of all our positive energy and just a real blessing that we have you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, bro. Yeah, it's my pleasure to be here with you guys. And I'm really grateful for everything that's going on in the world. I hope everybody's tuning into the golden age that we're preparing for and going to be enjoying. And as long as we're keeping our deep breaths going and staying focused on the positive, nothing's going to keep us down, folks. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely right, man. Well, we're sending you lots of love and energy out there. Hopefully you get out on your Ducati and get some riding done and enjoy this beautiful weather. Big shout out to everybody out there. Enjoy the beautiful weather while we have it. From what I hear, there's going to be some
rainy days
on the horizon. Yeah, so enjoy it all. Soak it all up. And
absolutely, guys. Lots of love to you.
Yeah.
Tune in again next week.
Yeah, lots
bye
of love
now.
To you. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people out in the East Coast, and he's a high diving champion of the world, and he's very special. He's got so much energy in life and just really generates a lot in us, and a good way to re-energize.
Yeah.
And get ready for the next week and get rid of some of the negative energy that we we build up. And I know I can get a lot of it in me. So it's great to come here and just get it converted. Convert it to some positive energy. So we have some special guests coming in. We have my brother Kluk Bachen from the Intlakemk peoples, and also my niece Kokwilko, also Lily Sensei Lily. So we're gonna have them coming in soon. We're gonna play this song picked by Sensei Lily, and it's BJ's or Bee Gees, and it's the name of the song is Staying Alive. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. That was an awesome throwback, man. I had it had me time traveling. yeah, when I was listening to it this morning, listening to our tracks, had me dancing around, of course. And we have on the line with us Klukluk Bachen and also Kokwilko, and they're from the Ntlakam peoples. And we have them down on Wi-Fi. And they're down in L.A. right now, or down California. And welcome to the program, both of you.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. And man, that song sure took me back down to the 80s disco dancing. pretty awesome, man. And we have our subject today, and we would like to ask Sensei Lily first on what her thoughts are on magnetism.
Magnetism? I think magnetism is a positive charge. Two magnets pull each other together.
Opposites can attract too.
Yeah, opposites can attract too, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I get the sense of unity with how it's being described right now, too.
Yeah, opposites attract, and also positives attract too, I think. Yeah, we were just trying to get some perspective of everybody, and we know it's kind of a sciencey one, but yeah, and. I'm very proud of Sensei Lily because I just heard that she's a black belt in karate, and also she's going into Taekwondo. And I'm very proud of you because I heard that you wanted to start from the bottom. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty amazing. I'm just so proud and happy, and it's very inspiring. Like when I tell other people, like, oh yeah, my niece is a black belt, and she got it when she was 11. So it makes me really happy and pleased, and I get to brag about my sensei Lily. So yeah, we really enjoyed your song, Staying Alive. And why did you pick this song?
I picked this song because it reminds us that even if things are hard, we could still get back up.
Wow, it's like a song of resilience, sort of.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful, you know. Some of those old songs, they remind us and get us on track. I like the picture that Celia was sharing me with earlier, and she took a picture of the back of was it a bus?
It was a bus bench, like a one that you wait for a bus, you know, sit waiting on for a bus bench.
Yeah.
And
what did it say?
Still alive. Smile, you're still alive. And so I mean, it's a simple message, but it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you guys to come on and share a little bit about yourselves, and it's really special that we have listeners down there in California and all over the world that tune in, and very special to get some of our people on here and share some of their music with us and with all our friends and family wherever they are, so they can dance to the music.